A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr., in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.
Antonio has been working with me for a little over a year now. And I must admit that I myself am very proud of my growth. And so I take that into my life every day now. So when I do things, I make sure that I make sure my intentions and my motives are correct. I don't want to do anything that has a negative impact on me and my family. I reached out to Antonio due to me having a child and knowing that the lifestyle that I was living and how I was living was not what I wanted anymore. I wanted better for myself, therefore wanting better for my son. So I'm extremely thankful to Antonio for everything that he has done. My personal life would definitely be a lot worse than it is now. You know, it just, me growing as a person has allowed for other aspects of my life to grow as well. I'm still growing and I'm still learning, and I'm thankful for Antonio for putting up with me for this past year and just having patience with me in regards to that. So I've definitely grown a lot thanks to his teachings as well as the teachings of Tempest, you know, so I definitely dedicate my growth to both Tempest and Antonio.
So my assistant used to stay in her comfort zone because she knew what was coming in her comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It's not that
you can control everything.
That she had, look, in here, at least I know what to expect. Because when I get outside of this, there's this fear of the unknown that I don't know what's coming, so I'm just gonna stay here. Because even if I don't like it, I still know how to deal with it because I deal with it every day in my comfort zone. This is fear masquerading itself as comfort. Now, let's see if we can, let's see if we can nail that home. Now, this isn't what she is now. This is what she did for many years. She stayed underperforming in her comfort zone because in her comfort zone, she was a genius at anticipating what was to come. How many of you are like that? Like you, you've mastered what's coming in your life. You wake up and I know exactly what's going to happen and I've mastered this. And it's bad. Some of you are too afraid to get in good relationships because you can't handle facts, but you know how to handle arguing all day. You've trained yourself to have dagger words. You understand what I'm saying?
You're afraid. You remember it so you can use it.
You've trained yourself to unlock that cell phone when you need to. You've trained yourself. Some of you are so good at collecting data that you got sheet like this status 16 weeks ago. And I'm gonna hold on to it.
Wait!
I'm gonna hold on to it.
What?
Soon as he mess up, I'm gonna bring it back up. I'm gonna bring it up with great clarity. It's fear masquerading as comfort. You don't go outside your comfort zone because the fear of the unknown no longer makes you a genius. That's why I want to park my hat. You're too afraid to be a genius outside your comfort zone, so you stay in your comfort zone being a genius around a bunch of dummies. Because, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So that completely explains why everybody feels like they have the right to help me with everything that I do, because I've dumbed myself down so much to the point where
they think you dumb.
Or I've basically built a dependence. A silent dependence upon them when I really didn't need them. But so now they feel like they can just tell me everything.
It's not even a silent dependence. You've created a comfort zone so much that they're comfortable correcting you. They're comfortable being better than you because you're too uncomfortable finding your better self. So since you're too uncomfortable finding your better self, you surround yourself with people who are comfortable making you your lower self.
Don't agree.
Get pissed off. Cause you're the problem. Yep. No agreements here. You're not a genius in your comfort zone. You're only a giant in a town full of 3-foot ceilings. You're 4 feet tall. But they respect you because everybody else 2'6". And so you think you're doing great. But you know the truth, you're not great. Because every time you accidentally go too far out your comfort zone, you're reminded how small you are. And so you don't like being small. So you hang around smaller people to be tall. It's fear masquerading itself as comfort. And so you watch reality shows that make you comfortable. You don't watch the stuff that reminds you how bad you are. You don't watch the stuff that makes you smart. You continue to watch the stuff that lets you feel smart. You're not learning, you're judging. Because it's fear masquerading as comfort. That's all it is, it's fear. You have a lot of fear masquerading as comfort, and you're too uncomfortable going outside your comfort zone, so you stay in your comfort zone to make other people uncomfortable because you're the greatest. Or, you follow one or two of these categories, you're making them uncomfortable so you keep correcting them, or you're so uncomfortable finding the real you, you let other people correct you all the time so you never have to listen, you just have to submit. It's just fear masquerading as comfort. You're not comfortable. You're scared as hell. You're scared. You're too scared to go out there and dream. You're too scared of the unknown. You can't handle it. You can't handle it. You can't handle saving money, so you convince yourself I'm gonna spend it all. And you're not recognizing that you're so afraid of saving that you ruin your children's legacy. Because you're so fearful and you'd rather be comfortable losing all your money than uncomfortable creating a legacy for your children. There's no prosperity in comfort. You're not losing body fat comfortable. You don't gain muscle comfortable. Scientifically, in order for you to gain muscle, you have to literally break down and break apart the muscles you have. And then your body, being smarter than your ego, builds what is good over what is dead, and you become stronger. But if you never get outside your comfort zone, you never die to get better. You never die to get better. You're alive dead instead of dead. So You're just too scared. You fear. It's fear. Fear masquerading as comfort. I'd rather be comfortable than successful. I'd rather be comfortable than in a good marriage. I'd rather be comfortable than not abused. I'd rather be comfortable than prosperous. Just leave me, watch my TVs and my TV dinners. I'll cut off the news. Don't remind me people are dying outside. Don't remind me that dead bodies are innocently laying in the street. I'd rather be comfortable and watch Netflix so I don't have to watch the news. I'd just be comfortable. You vote, I'll be comfortable.
Oh my God, you're running.
You change, I'll be comfortable. You read books, I'll be comfortable. You don't want change, you want comfort, and you would never get blessed in comfort. If you truly want to live your life comfortable, be uncomfortable so when you ball out of control, you can be comfortable in it. And then you cheat, and you spend all this energy cheating. It is so much harder to cheat than to do the right thing. It's fear. The truth is you're scared. You're scared of everything. You're scared of everything. But you know what you're most important? You know, the thing you're most scared of is you. You're scared that if you actually win, you got to act like a winner. That's a real problem. The real problem is you know that if you start winning, those sorry people you're in love with, you can't hang with no more.
Well, man.
You know if you win, you can't do the recreational drug that your job keep popping for.
Well, man.
You understand that if you reach a higher level of success, it's going to require a higher level of you. And that's what you're afraid of. And so what you do is you get with people that let it be okay for you to be sorry. And you convince yourself that you love them. Mm. You don't love them. You love that they let you be sorry.
Mm.
And you get pregnant or you get them pregnant so you can take it to be sorry. Because I don't want to change, I just want to be sorry, and I want to trap myself in sorriness. This is fear. You're scared. You're afraid. It's fear masquerading as failure, and you're the scariest person on planet Earth. And you know what the problem is about being afraid? The problem is scary people are the most dangerous people on planet Earth.
Yes, sir.
Because if you have real confidence, you let people talk and you don't defend yourself. You let a lie out-tell itself. Scary people will become violent to continue to live their scary lives. See, you missed me. Scary people know they're not crazy, so they won't fist fight. They'll shoot you the moment you raise your voice to prove how crazy they are because they're too afraid of the actual reality of conflict. Scary people will make you lose your job because you are smarter than them. Because if you perform at level 100, they have to. But why would I do that? Let me convince her to do something illegal and record it and write it down and tell her. You're not successful because you have a whole lot of fear and you're masquerading it as comfort. So I just want to be comfortable. Look at my TV, my lunchbox, my Netflix, and my Hulu, my microwave dinners, give me my red wine, my Moscato. I don't want to work, I want to drink, I don't want to read, I want to smoke. And you don't get to do that. You don't get to do that because you don't get to be scary and have kids. If you're going to be scary, stay single. If you're gonna be scary, stay single, stop having children, because you're literally making scary children that are gonna disrespect women because they watch you disrespect women because you're scary.
Come on, ready?
One way or the other. Either you're the woman being disrespected, so you're teaching your child it's okay to be disrespected or to disrespect a woman because you're too scared to stand up and live your life. This is fear masquerading as comfort. There's no comfort. Comfort is bad. Comfort is terrible. Comfort is not okay. Comfort is killing you. And you would never in your life change the world being comfortable. And if you don't change at least your world, you doom your kids to leave, to live the world you hate yourself. Let me pray for you.
A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr., in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.